The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Graham Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Graham Chuck.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Monday edition of the Real Life Podcast, brought to you by South Island Pie Co. Why not give their limited edition Donair Pie a try? And why not use the promo code NATION20 to get 20% off at South Island Pies, both in-store and online?
I have a feeling it will not be so limited.
It's
such a hit.
It's a hit.
If you eat that pie, because we told you it was delicious, and you honestly don't like it, message us and let us know. Because I would like to discuss with you how either your tongue is fraudulent,
yep,
or you have a brain imbalance where good tastes are interpreted as being gross.
That's a thing? Sorry.
I bought a box of the Old Faithful.
For sure.
There's a condition.
For sure.
The Old Faithful is delicious. I got a box show up at my house this week.
I love the Old Faithful.
Just a box of cheese. Pie showed up at your house?
Yeah, I bought it. I used the Nation promo code.
Oh.
Support our boy.
20% off.
20% off.
Interesting.
Nation 20, but yeah, the Old Faithful. Had my first one on the weekend.
Like
legit.
How many in a case?
Good question. Like 10 or something? I don't know. I just opened box. Mange.
Frozen?
No.
Never.
Not that big of a caveman.
No, you can't. Well, I bet you they're probably okay frozen.
You probably would do fine, but yeah. This one, Old Faithful, the meat and cheese, melted, pastry was nice. Excellent.
Great entry point, because if some of you are out there being like, well, I don't really understand what a meat pie is, so why would I, if I'm going to have something Donair related, why don't I just go get a Donair? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to think that.
It's fair.
So now, let's give you the traditional Old Faithful meat pie, just so you can see what a meat pie is all about. Mm-hmm. Yep. Then you can imagine what a Donair meat pie would be, and then you would try the limited edition, not so limited Donair pie.
And if you don't want the cheese, which I don't know why you wouldn't want the cheese, you can just get the plain Old Faithful, which is just the meat and the gravy. Mm-hmm.
If you have a maybe lactose,
that'd be like a torchiere of some variety.
Yeah,
it would
be a torchiere of some, like, yes.
I had my first meat pie at an Australian rules football game and wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to have a little taste of home. They didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You had a few beers, ate one, scalding hot, delicious, 4.20.
4.20.
And I said to myself, these could catch on one day at home, knowing that maybe I would never see one again.
The fact that now
they're here, it's delicious.
I'm excited. I might have another one today.
I'm going to get some Old Faithfuls.
You got to get some Old Faithfuls.
Yeah.
They're legit.
They are.
It's got to be depressing to work at the commercial kitchens of McDonald's. Have you ever seen how they have like real chefs that work for McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. I see them on TikTok.
They wear fancy clothes and hats.
And they're like, I'm a McDonald's chef, and here's a delicious truffle salad.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope. What's on the new menu, chef? A chicken Big Mac.
Yeah.
Like, you spent millions of dollars on Burger University. They have chopped oat and shit salads. They're trying all this shit. And that's what you went with? Bacon on a Big Mac or a chicken Big Mac?
Have you tried the chicken Big Mac?
No, is it good?
It's like, it's not bad.
I'm going to be honest with you. Did you see when Connor Bedard's mom said he'd never had fast food?
I have a take on that, but yes, I did.
This, for some reason, is in my head.
I don't buy that at all.
I don't buy it.
You don't?
No, not
you're
at
telling
all.
Me that 8-year-old Connor Bedard at an away hockey tournament didn't have fucking Subway.
Well, I took. There's some. I can believe it.
I don't.
Like, Subway is junk food.
Well, it's fast food.
Fast food.
She said fast food.
Subway.
Subway's fast.
The
food.
One made of gym mats.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not healthy.
No. Allegedly.
Well, I also don't believe that
once
before.
Once upon a time where they fixed it.
Since I read that Connor Bedard has not had fast food, I haven't had McDonald's. I'm going to be honest with you. And I normally love McDonald's breakfast. I don't go to during the day.
I don't believe that Connor Bedard, before he was Connor Bedard, hadn't had fast food. I don't buy that.
And
at
if
all.
That is true, I want to hit his parents.
Oh,
I don't want to be Connor Bedard, but I was just like, that is dedication that I need to think about my own life.
I bet you Nathan McKinnon doesn't eat fast food.
But he had at some point.
But he's an old man now who's had a full life of making millions of dollars. Connor Bedard's a child being like, I'm committed, bitch.
I'm also jealous because the first time we can have a McDonald's fry was so
good.
I just feel like if you're a parent and your like 9-year-old is like, can I have fast food? Can we pick up a burger for my birthday,
Mom? I
just
scored 41 goals. I'm Connor Bedard. Like,
no, fuck you. You're going to go home and eat a salad, you little
or
dick.
Or like if he went out with some buddies or whatever, you're telling me they didn't go get some nugs?
Yeah. Like
I get Wanye Jr. Timbits, only 2-3 days a week.
Okay.
Have I ruled him out of the draft? Probably.
Right? That alone, that's where we're heading as a
society. He's had more Timbits in the first 2 years of his life than Connor Bedard's had in 18. Mm. But I like to think that's still good parenting.
I bet you on the road, it just probably makes you want to crush it more on the road.
Connor being called this, what they call him, the seagull? Because he was always eating
the crane and McDavid, yeah.
That I can see.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I'm only going to have 2 fries. I'm going to have 1 sip of Coke. But like the next generation's like, I'm never going to eat fast food at all, bitch. I was impressed.
Also, I also know how junior hockey teams operate. Like,
they're
a lot
paid
of them,
in Subway gift cards.
Yeah, or like they get Boston pizza on the fucking bus after, you know? Like I don't know.
Is he in the back like Tom Pody lifestyle with like a tub of uncooked chicken and rice? And he's like, nope, no thank you. I don't know, man.
Maybe.
That's a good cut.
Remember Tom Pody was allergic to everything, right?
Everything. Everything.
Turned out he was just ahead of the curve for nutrition.
Yeah, he was just, yeah.
I remember not liking Tom Pody because of his food allergies. I was like, nope, fuck this guy.
Can't play on my team.
You loser. How dare you have dietary restrictions?
No, you can't hang out with him because anything you eat, he can't be around.
Yeah.
Or that's the best person to hang out with. You don't got to share anything.
Yeah, that's also a good point.
Wasn't he on that one season of Oil Change too and kind of came across as a goob?
No, he was
Tom Gilbert, I'm thinking of. He had all the shoes.
Yeah, that was Tom Gilbert, had all the shoes.
I met Tom Gilbert at a Lululemon when I was like 11.
No fooling.
Yeah.
What happened then? You talked to him?
Asked him for a picture.
And?
Got it.
Ooh. Nice.
On my old flip phone.
Jeez.
You're 11, you had a phone.
Yeah.
I guess that's the new thing.
Yeah, it is. When I was going into grade 6, my sister bought herself an iPhone, and my parents were like, if you get an iPhone, like you're paying for it by yourself. That technology, right? My parents weren't about it. She did do it, so my parents had an extra line. So I got my sister's hot pink flip phone for grade 6 that I could use for emergencies or pictures with Tom Gilbert.
Also a different kind of emergency.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to start the show off. Well, we've already started the show off, but we got a review.
We're 30 minutes in.
Yeah. We got
more
review.
Tom Gilbert chatter, please.
And I get the reviews when they get sent in. I get an email nudge, right? And I get a preview of like the first, whatever, 40 words of it. And then it kind of just trails off and goes dot, dot, dot. So I don't know what the rest of the review says. So we got a review on Nation Real Life that says, great show, but Bagged Milk's secret is out. And I'm kind of like, so I'm like, okay, that's funny. But then reading it takes it's a little bit of a like, whoa, actually, what's going on? So I'll read it to you before the dot.
Here we go.
All right.
Absolutely love the show. Oilers for life and all of that. But I think it's worth noting some strange behavior by Bagged Milk. Mm-hmm. Recently, he has started advertising a specific kind of product, one that might be immoral and definitely is benefiting by being exposed to the Nation family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it goes, you know, and then dot, 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 trails
off. I do.
So I got to open a link. And I'm sitting here, I'm kind of like, oh, God.
Yes,
like,
I know what it is.
Does this person think we've like actually done something wrong or Bagged Milk's messed up? Dot, dot, dot. You know what I'm talking about. He has exposed his alter ego, his true identity, his true self. Bagged Milk is none other than the Piss Wizard.
Damn it.
We know your secret. It's time to come clean. So I was reading that.
This is why you found it entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
Pee humor.
There's piss humor in it. But I started reading that and I was like, oh God, like, is he like, did he post something?
I thought I was going to go to his OnlyFans account.
No. And then when I opened the link and saw, like, I saw Piss Wizard before I even kept reading, I was like, fuck, that's a good one. You got me like hook, line, and sinker on that. So if you're leaving reviews, first off, listener Hardy Stew Lover did give us 5 stars as well.
Thank you.
So if you're leaving a review, just know that you can mess with me and you can and cause me to panic.
Did you know that the wizard has been banned from TikTok, Tyler?
He's gone?
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
You know what?
We got to one out for the homie.
We got to do tit for tat and ban TikTok.
Yep.
You want the wizard off, you fucks?
Yep. The wizard is gone.
Mastodon?
Might be a Mastodon.
Oh. Facebook's got like a Reels account now. Pissed a Reels on. Function.
Yeah, I don't know what their...
Parler?
probably have Truth? Parler. Yeah, probably on Truth, Truth Social. Truth? Yeah. They didn't like
what's your piss on policy. Piss, yeah. We don't have one.
Perfect.
You know what's funny? Speaking of TikTok, all the clips from that hearing that's going on in the States of like the old Congress people asking the guy from TikTok different questions, it's endless humor. I think it's
when Zuckerberg
so
was
just,
on
I was just going to say, it reminded me when Zuckerberg went on there because I remember one specific question. They're like, Mr. Zuckerberg, how do you make money on Facebook? And he goes, we have advertisements, Senator. And he goes, and that was his only answer. 4 words. And that's just what it reminded me of. Old men asking tech guy questions.
The one was like, this senator is like, does TikTok, and he's getting all mad. He's like from the South, so he's got like a Southern drawl to his.
Colonel
like,
Sanders.
He's like, does TikTok use and access the home Wi-Fi network? And the guy's like, yes, if you connect to it, that's how it works. Like, you don't have to, but you could. And the guy goes, yes or no, does TikTok have access to our country's home Wi-Fi networks? Guy's like, yeah, I guess.
User discretion.
Yeah.
Like, what's crazy in those is how they don't actually talk about the shady shit in the terms of service of TikTok.
Because they don't get it. Because
they don't
understand. Because they just gloss over, like, is TikTok allowed to have access to everything on your computer and everything on your phone as a condition of you signing up? Yes.
Allegedly. I don't know.
It is over. Yeah, they do. But so does Google. So does Facebook. Everywhere. So does everybody.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, I heard that Zuckerberg connect to your home Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
The one guy, does TikTok have technology that can tell when your pupils dilate and that feeds the algorithm? And the guy's like, nope, not even in the slightest.
But we should include it. That's actually a good idea, Senator. Thank you.
The parodies that came out afterward were great. Did you see any of those?
Of the what?
People just parodying the senators.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, yes, sir. If I connect to airplane mode, am I now in control of the airplane?
SNL must have had a field day with this.
The Chinese Communist Party's like, fall for it, fall for it, fall for it. I've seen everything I need to see here. TikTok for laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that it's like going through congressional hearings and it's the sponsor of the Leafs.
Yeah,
and that Huawei was the sponsor of Hockey Night in Canada. Meanwhile, the CFO was in a Canadian jail. Yowza! It's called the duality of man.
I'm going to give some love to our new sponsor.
Huawei? Oh, Huawei, no.
Wow.
Although I did see they have a cool new watch, and you pop it open, and like your earbuds are in there.
Oh.
And then you close.
How big is this
and there's
watch?
Just a table of same soldiers size as sitting an Apple around watch. Watching you?
And the
same size as this.
Yeah.
I get my AirPods in there.
Yeah, it was like the same diameter of it, and then just pops open. It. Your AirPods are, or the earpods are just
tiny. Huawei always invested in their camera.
Yeah,
it
the
was
camera.
Like the highest
that's
level
weird,
camera.
The towel boy monitoring us.
Right before all that went down, the towel boy had a new Huawei, and he was showing some of the photos he took. They were amazing quality photos.
We're all like being beamed back to the CCP. They're assembling a 3D image of the country in real time.
You're like the Facebook corner of the pod.
What's that?
I'm just kidding.
Anyways. If you think anything happens on technology that isn't getting mined 16 ways from Thursday, you are living in a dream world.
Oh, yeah. But now you just accept it. It's been around for a long enough part of my life that I'm like, yeah, they know everything.
You know who never would have done this to us? BlackBerry. They never would have made us dance for the Chinese. They would have kept us with Brick Breaker, an email client, and that was it. That's all we needed.
Bricks and balls.
BBM?
BBM? Yep.
You know that game I was playing on the plane, BM?
I do, yep.
Bricks and balls. I bought an iPad because I was like, oh, I'll get good use out of this, having a second screen around and all that. How long has it been since we came back from Toronto?
2 weeks?
15 days, two weeks, around there. I have not taken it out of airplane mode. because I don't like the ads that come with bricks and balls. My iPad is still on Eastern time.
Can you control the airplane?
Because I basically paid $600 for a bricks and balls machine.
I bought an iPad so I could play Clash of Clans on a bigger screen.
Yeah, smart.
My Side iPad is basically my soundboard for my podcast. That's all I use it for.
There you go. Yeah, I get a chuckle. I open it up. It's like,
by the way,
hours ahead.
New song, new Tyler song debuts on Better Late Than Ever on Wednesday.
What was this about? How were you able to put one together?
It's going to debut?
It is going to debut this coming Wednesday.
Could you share it on this podcast on Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay. Yes. My friend Meat Watcher and Satan did a collaboration.
I am not excited for this at all.
What's the title? I saw the title of it.
The Cat Food Manifesto.
Yes.
Yeah,
the last one was at least endearing in a sense. This one is just nothing but bad PR for me. My people are sweating behind the scenes.
Yeah, this one is not friendly.
So when do you eat the cat food?
Hold on, what?
Yeah.
So in one of the first editions of Oilers Nation Every Day, someone in the comments, we were talking about other teams or other divisions around the league, and someone was like, you know, some models think the Bruins are going to win the division. And I was like, no way. They're a wild card team. They're off the cuff. I was like, if the Bruins win that division, no. I'll eat cat food. And it was just a little, or I didn't even say it on the stream. I said it in the chat first, and people were laughing, so then I said it on the screen.
And then what happened?
If your mind goes to that, because of the Boston Bruins, mm-hmm. you deserve to eat cat food.
I know. So now it's just a matter
of... And it's like in fat. They must have put that out as like...
Can you cook it?
Bulletin board material.
No, I want it right out of the can. I want a fresh Friskies.
Cook it.
Maybe make some cat food sushi.
Put a little barbecue sauce on it, drown the flavor out.
A little cat food sashimi for you. It'd be delicious.
You never said you had to eat it raw without other ingredients, did you?
Listen, details haven't been ironed out yet. We'll get there. I might just... Yeah.
Meow. I think you should eat wet food.
He's meowing already. He hasn't even eaten the cat food.
Yeah.
Will you turn into a cat if you eat cat food?
Will Jack Campbell have to walk you after you eat this?
Yes.
I'm not into that.
I will dress like Jack Campbell, and I would walk you to your bowl of cat food.
I've always been scared of two people walking their cats yesterday. It is completely normal and acceptable.
I've always been scared of breast milk because I was scared if I got any on me, I'd turn into a baby. I suspect cat food's the same thing.
Mm, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who touches breast milk? Babies exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get it on me.
Mm-hmm.
I will turn into one of them.
Hasn't been a problem with you raising a child?
I did not touch the breast milk.
Okay.
And he was off it quick.
Oh, on the formula?
Quick. No. Went right to beer. Off the milk. He said, no more.
Big Bears.
I'm moving on.
Straight to
Big. Do you guys have a baby Brezza?
What's that?
It's like the Keurig for...
No.
For yes, it is a game changer.
No, Wanya Jr. was off the teat
but,
quick.
No. But like, I'm talking about for formula.
Oh, no.
So you just manually make
it? Went to milk.
Right to milk. Oh, like okay.
Whole milk?
Quick sticks onto milk, yeah.
Right to the cow stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the baby Brezza. It is a game
Here's what
changer.
I'm thinking for your cat food thing.
You just run it through your Keurig?
Yeah, well, it's not far off. I'm just going to fill it now with like hot chocolate Keurig. Powder when we're...
I've been thinking about you. Maybe like a sampling? With some toast points, like I'll buy four different kinds.
Maybe we can get Nation Sommelier Dangerous Weight to pair one bite with qualify.
Yeah,
one bite.
But no, like, you got to eat the whole tin.
Oh,
no,
you are there fucked.
Is, no,
you are so not. Fucked.
There is you do no, not.
You cannot
you can't
make
just a, have one little bite.
You can't
bite.
Make a claim of
you don't
I'm going
to eat a whole tin of cat food.
When you not. Say I will eat cat food, you can just have a nibble.
Boston didn't win the
no
cup.
No way.
A nibble of kibble.
No.
So what I'm thinking of is some toast points.
Those little Caesar things aren't that big.
Yeah. So we'll just put like a little taste of several things on toast points for you.
Nope.
A nice little sampling.
This isn't even a show either of you were involved in. So
dude,
as far as I'm concerned.
I respect, I'm here to represent the
industry.
The game of what?
Life. The game of making bold statements like that and having to pay your debts.
Yep. That's basically what the song is about.
You think it's a nibble?
I know it's a, I made the deal.
No,
it's at my discretion.
Well, we're taking
no,
it
you
over.
Said I would eat cat food.
Yeah, we're taking it over now.
No, I'm absolutely not letting that
I'm
happen.
Going to make you a sampler. Like a nice charcuterie board even.
Mm, I won't eat it.
Oh, you will eat it. It'll be delicious.
No fucking
it's a, way. I
And you'll go what? You
I'm
know what?
Very disappointed if you're trying to pull this off as a nibble.
Well, you know what? Chicken feast isn't that bad. That's what I'm expecting to happen.
Enjoy your disappointment, Jay.
Imagine it's delicious.
I've eaten a bunch of dog food.
I'm holding out hope that it won't be too
bad. It's not
I've eaten
bad.
A bunch
you
of dog
secretly
food
secretly develop a fetish for cat food.
There's probably someone that does.
And your missus is like, are you eating cat food again? You're like, no.
It's not going to be as bad as... Because last year on the B-Cast, I don't remember who it was. It was probably Dangerous Wade. Donated some money to the Edmonton Food Bank. And I ate a bunch of dog food. It's not as bad as you expected.
Who's addicted to cat food? Is it Elf? Or he wants to eat cats?
Cats. He wants to eat cats.
And then it's District 9 where the aliens want to eat cat food.
Well, there's a thing on TikTok now where gym bros are eating dog food because of its high
protein. That is also true. And then they cry and barf.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see the TikToks. I saw the headline.
Yeah. Gym bros are eating dog food because it's high protein content.
Okay. Maybe I feel a little bit worse about my life decisions.
Should have said dog food?
No.
Would you rather eat dog or cat food?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
I got plenty of dog food.
Like, I had a cat growing up, so I know how the food smells. And good thing is, at least I know which ones I'll probably be able to stomach a little bit better. And they are the chicken-based ones. Like, if you think I'm eating a fucking fish pate, you are fucked. No way.
Well, yeah, man. You're eating the whole tin, so you get to pick the flavor.
That's or we do a sampler pack, like a charcuterie.
Like a flight.
Pack. Yeah, a flight of cat foods.
On a delicious cracker.
We can also go down to Dog Patch and we'll pair it with a flight.
Don't
of
bring Dog Patch
mimosas.
Into this. Please.
Mimosa flight.
We do not need Dog Patch.
They're already fighting the reputation of being a dog food restaurant.
Cullen, yeah. People think it's a dog store. We buy dogs.
You'll like this kind of business I've been bringing down to the River Valley. Sold a microwave on buy and sell the other day.
Go on.
Told the guy, I said, meet me at Dog Patch down in Riverdale. And he came down. I gave him the microwave after a bit of confusion at one point. And he was like, oh, this is great. He goes, I live by On the Rocks. I didn't even know this existed. My girlfriend and I are staying for lunch. There you go.
Good job, your MJ.
Keep selling more stuff, your MJ.
Can you sell 11 of those a day?
Yeah.
Maybe. If I had the, like, if I was stocked.
If we got you 11 microwaves a day, mm-hmm. could you make 11 tables turn at Dog Patch?
Maybe,
something to think about, Jay.
So... buy a microwave to then sell the microwave.
And then get them into Dog
Patch. Actually, no, we got to do a microwave donation drive.
Yeah. Well, if anyone else is interested, I'm still selling a stainless steel hood fan for $100. You can meet me at Dog Patch.
Have you ever seen a microwave ad on TV?
Nope. Because it got past... Didn't we talk about this?
Yes, because I'm into it.
Yeah, because it got past the point of people needing to be advertised for it, right?
What?
There's competition. It's not like there's one brand of microwave.
But the competition is between like the major
maybe there's something we don't need to know about microwave. Maybe it's like smoking and it's so bad you're not allowed to advertise it.
If I see one more feminine ad.
Yeah, there's a lot
and
of
yet never a microwave. I don't think that the industry is that competitive that it needs to be 75% of the bloody ads sometimes.
Everyone makes a microwave.
I think the thing is though, everyone needs a microwave, but like when I...
The toenail fungus people? When they get to go on TV, but the microwave people can't?
That's a good point. When I got new kitchen appliances, the microwave was the last one. I think you could argue
least... How'd you make your decision?
Least important of the
bunch. Not TV ad-based.
Really? I would rank microwave above stove, my personal opinion.
Sure, but the stove is bigger, more of a fixture, right?
Yes.
So like fridge number one, got an LG. Then stove.
Well, hang on, I got questions. You got an ice maker on that baby?
100%.
Can you look? Is there a window you can see inside your fridge?
Not that bougie.
Ah. Okay.
You got that?
No, I was at Home Depot yesterday.
My girlfriend was like, well, you need all the handles to match. So we got an LG fridge, LG stove, LG microwave, so all the handles match. And I think the advertising would be Samsung just advertising their appliances, knowing microwaves are an afterthought and people just get the matching one sometimes.
I find them on the side of the road sometimes.
I was going to say, whenever I need a microwave, I just drive around alleys till I find one with the door open. Mm-hmm.
I just come to Dog Patch.
They usually get rid of them because they stink, but they work.
I haven't lived with a microwave in a long time.
What?
You don't have one in the house?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You don't have one in the house.
Why?
It's not my personal choice.
Why don't you have a microwave?
Because Eva's never, like, her parents didn't believe in them, so they've never had one. So
how do they live with you? Why don't you have a microwave?
I got an air fryer.
So you want to reheat something quick. What do you do?
Put it in the oven or air fryer.
The air fryer I get, but there are certain things
I do miss the microwave
that get too crispy. Popcorn?
I was never really a big at-home popcorn guy.
Okay,
or I'd get the like popping machine and do like the
you can do it with an air pop. So,
wow, that's
that is a lot.
I can't believe you don't have a microwave.
That's quite the confession.
Didn't it come with your house?
No,
that's also surprising.
If it would have,
do you have a hole for one?
No. 1966 house.
Ah. I could probably live longer without a washer and dryer than a microwave.
Me too. I microwaved a burrito yesterday. It was delicious.
Mm, you don't air fry the burrito?
I was in a hurry.
That makes sense. See, that's why.
If I have to heat up boodle noodle, I put it in a pan.
Oh, well, air fry it. Got air fry.
I'm worried about like the cleanup of that. Like, cleaning a pan to me seems easier than the air fryer.
You got
to
get those little. There's little rubber mats. You can
I need a better air fryer. I got like the most basic.
Yeah,
I made burgers so in the air fryer the other day, and I was like, I wonder where all the grease goes. It went outside the air fryer. I moved the air fryer, and it looked as though I'd melted a candle underneath.
Oh.
And then I heated up some water in the microwave and made myself some tea. And recovered from the incident. I'm trying to think of all the other things you need. Like, okay, you have the baby formula Keurig.
Microwave to get your hot water? You don't have a hot water dispenser?
No.
What? You do?
You do?
I don't trust the fridge that I have.
I've got a kettle, yeah, and a hot water tap.
I would never drink out of the Wanya Manor fridge. I don't get enough circulation.
That's fair.
It's always tastes like plastic.
I have a Brita.
Oh.
I used to buy a bottle. Yeah, a Brita jug.
You guys never seen... Maybe, I don't know. My dad always puts them in for me. He's a plumber, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Just like the little side tap that just, you push it like a normal tap and it is like piping boiling hot water.
Right now, I'm like, what about all the non-food applications of a microwave? But none are springing
to mind. I know, it's like, that's the thing, but
well, you could have a magic bag. What are those things called?
How do you heat up a magic bag? Oven?
And we use a hot water bottle.
How do you heat up hot water? Kettle?
Kettle.
Yeah, kettle.
A lot of sous vide?
A lot of sous vide.
Yeah.
It's sous vide-ing everything.
I think this is what it feels like when your buddy gets out of the hood and like ascends to the better life.
No, it's not. It's like it's a longer slog where you feel like you want to heat up last night's pasta or something. Like, yeah, you either put it in the oven. Well, no, pasta in that instance, you'd put.
Would you get in trouble if you had a microwave? Would it be like you've given up on our quest?
Like honestly, if I wanted one, I could have one, but I'm just like subscribing to
your
the
man cave is just a
bunch of microwaves,
a wall of microwaves. Yeah,
the air fryer was a game changer. Made me like forget that I needed a microwave, but I need a better.
Is there a downside to a microwave? I'm not aware of. Is there health concerns? Or
probably.
Something?
Well, I would imagine so. You can't advertise them.
Maybe you're not missing the point. But
no, I'm kidding.
There's no like health worries or anything.
They've been around for so long that like.
You got to think if they were killing us.
Yeah, they would be. They would have been on them. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I don't think there is.
Remember when you got that DVD player that was just sitting beside the garbage and there was nothing wrong with it?
Yeah,
that was unbelievable.
That was wild.
Jay comes to the crib. He's like, I've got a DVD player. I'm like, no
shit. It was like brand new in a box.
Like, I just found it by the garbage. Unbelievable.
My mom did. My mom's like, this looked perfectly fine.
We ran that for years as the only DVD player.
You know, sometimes when someone tells you they've kicked something, they're like, oh, like, I'm off booze or like, I don't eat this anymore. I've stopped eating fast food. Yeah. You're always kind of like, God damn, like that makes me feel lesser than you. Like it feels like you're big dogging me.
Like me and Connor Bedard.
I don't feel at all. I feel pity for you. Shouldn't.
I'll use them. If I have a microwave available and there's a situation where I want to heat something up, I will use the microwave.
Can you see your neighbors use their microwaves through the windows and you're like.
Living vicariously through them?
Yeah.
You come into the office, you see the one we have
But
here.
Like, to be fair, the cooking quality of the oven or the air fryer 100%. Is better than the
convenience.
Microwave. Yeah. No, but better than the microwave. But I also grew up eating, like, microwave cheeseburgers and microwave fries. I used to love those.
Yeah.
We were living in a pre-air fryer world, though.
Yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
is true.
Yep. This is a shocking revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should call this Jay doesn't have a microwave.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah, I'm not trying to like put on a cape and say that like.
Did you lie in bed when you found out this was your new life and look at the roof and be
we
like,
"We need Waz to put this up"?
Or were you like, "I'm cool with that from day one, bro"?
You know, I was like, "Why don't we have a microwave? Well, we've never had one, and you know, we're just worried about the radioactive waves."
Okay, so there is a health worry.
Well, because old school, remember. Like,
OG Eastern Block
exactly.
Yeah. My microwave use one, yeah.
Right, so like, don't trust the government sold the microwave, so you don't trust them.
We should get Waz to upload this just as a clip to YouTube with like a super clickbaity headline. Like, you won't believe this kitchen confession. Jay's got lasers coming out of his eyes and
there's
shit.
There's Waz right there.
He is right popping around.
He's always lurking. If you say his name twice, he pops into like a fucking Beetlejuice. Room. He is. He's like Beetlejuice.
He's all seeing. How do you think all the content gets captured? Yeah. He's everywhere.
But we need this everything. Up with a clickbaity headline.
Bag Milk, do you do anything weird?
Oh, I do tons of things.
You got any weird lines in the sand you're drawing right now? Cast of milk.
Do you do the egg in the middle toast air fries? Is that something?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do.
What's it called?
What? Breakfast.
Yeah. Do you do?
I'm going to try that.
I cook an egg on toast with bacon around it in my air fryer.
Do you cut out a hole for the egg?
I press one with a mug. And then I crack the egg in the middle of the bread, wrap the bacon around said bread.
So it's like an egg Wellington.
9 minutes at 360.
Good God.
I had that this morning, actually.
See, this is how basic mine is. Mine is only Celsius, so then I have to go and do the math, which thankfully there's the internet, but still, it's a step that I would like not to take.
I air fry a lot of stuff. I've yet to air fry a South Island pie. I was going to do it yesterday, but then I got scared, so I went OG.
You want to know how I make... I went on a salmon fishing trip. I have a bunch of amazing salmon. I've got an air fryer like recipe for salmon, and it's amazing.
I can buy that.
Salt, it's very easy. Salt and pepper, and you put it meat side down and keep the skin on the top side, and it just keeps in all the juices. Like 20 minutes.
Awesome.
It's fucking awesome.
Your house got light bulbs?
I'm running actually, a fax machine.
The funny thing is not a lot of light bulbs.
Because you live in a fancy house where it's all designed by
No, it's not. It's old school. Like they have, oh God. Yeah, there's
lanterns.
We have a lot of lamps.
You got candles that
we
you
have like lamps. We have no fixtures in the ceiling.
Oh, isn't that annoying?
On the main floor. It's really weird.
My house too. There's no lights in my living room.
I'm in an older house too, so I feel your struggle. Like lamps.
But do you have what are you light fixtures in the ceiling?
I do not.
Not in the living room.
Not my living room, no.
So it's a series of lamps.
Yeah, series of lamps.
But
you want to talk about a light fixture in a ceiling, the Wanya Manor one.
Oh, yeah.
Those 80s like crystals that are designed like some...
Put that or buy yourself. I bet you get a good pretty penny.
You're not wrong. When Wanya Manor was originally built, your M. Chuck, it was for a TELUS executive who had to move out here from Toronto to work for TELUS. And his wife didn't want to live in Edmonton. So she kept making demands of this house before she would move out. So there's all this weird shit. It has got so much security. There's buttons on the doors for like panic rooms and shit. And all the bedrooms lock with a key. Because this lady didn't want to move to Edmonton because she was scared of Edmonton.
This guy really loved his wife.
TELUS loved his wife. Mm. And then this huge chandelier that must have been brought in a Hercules aircraft. And all the lights are dead on it. We can't figure out how to get up there because it's like a 12-foot.
Yeah, you need a special
cherry
picker.
Yeah, doesn't even cast a light. Mm. Got a microwave, though, but that's it. So I think you're actually living better.
Wow, I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. If you got a chandelier with no lights working.
I have a ceiling with no lights, period.
But you can reach every bulb in your house if you need to replace it. Yes, that's which true. Is probably why you don't have crazy light fixtures.
Have the option, yeah. Yeah.
When I go into a house now and I see a 12-foot ceiling, I think to myself, it's going to be hard to get up there. It's hard to get up. I got a dead bug on a window ledge. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get that motherfucker. He might be there forever.
Get one of those Extendo Swiffers.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Or don't.
Yeah, no, I will for sure, man. I'll just,
big Swiffer guy?
Yeah, I love Swiffer.
Oh, I have one, yeah.
The Extendo one?
No, because I don't have my ceilings very low. Old house.
This isn't about me. About Jay not having a microwave. How dare you put this on me?
And it all started with my buy or sell thing, which I sold.
What'd you get for that microwave?
$75.
Not bad.
So
it's
also
Jay in a disguise buying the microwave.
My don't secret tell. Shed.
Yeah, you have it plugged into a microwave shed. Yeah, you're just microwaving against someone's shed.
Also sold the fridge on buy or sell. And this thing is fucking.
I got a TV. You want to sell that?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool.
Amber's very inches. Good at it, but it is 42. Heavy as shit. This fridge is old and huge.
Full of Freon?
Yeah. So put it on buy or sell, $200. Just want someone to come grab it off the driveway, and we said, we will put it on our driveway, but we will not help you load it onto your vehicle. I didn't want that liability. I didn't want to like scratch someone's thing or break the fridge and have them be like, that's on you, bro. So I was like, we'll put it on the driveway. You can come get it. So bring.
Still charge $200.
Yeah, and we said on the ad, you will not be able to, this is not a one person move. So someone messages Amber, says $200, I'll come grab it today. I have a pickup truck I have access to till 7. I will be there. And Amber says in the message, okay, bring help. You won't be able to move this alone. So in the afternoon, me, my dad, and a guy that works for my dad, 3 of us and a dolly to get this thing just from the kitchen down our 2 front steps. It's heavy.
Oh?
This guy finally rolls around. I'm just home chilling by myself. Amber's gone. He backs up with his white pickup like he's never backed up a vehicle in his life. And just, I'm watching my front window and I have the doorbell cam footage of it. He smokes the snowbank and like goes up onto it in my front yard and then just keeps gassing and going. So you see me like run out of my front door and be like, no, whoa, whoa. He finally goes up, backs up probably just him. And I was like, hey, man, like, you got anyone coming to help you? And he's like, no, I got it. Holy fuck. No, you do not. Because you're not supposed to lay fridges down.
No, the Freon leaks out.
Yeah. So he backs it up. He takes the tailgate off this truck and he backs up a little bit more and he goes and grabs it and he goes, oh, this is really heavy. It's like, yeah, man, I told you that. Like, it's said in the posting. So I was like, do you need help? And he's like, yeah. So I go, I help him.
Of course.
We shimmy it up to the edge. Scratch. And I was like, how do you want to get this up onto the truck? And he goes, just lean it and shove it on. I was like, okay. So he tilts it on its side. So it's just leaning on the truck. And this little tiny truck like sinks right down. And then we heaved it up and just slid it on. And it's laying sideways. And I was like, I got to ask, are you using this for parts? And he goes, no, I ship them to Africa and they fix them there. I don't understand.
Have you done this before?
He made it seem like he has.
Have you been paid?
He was wearing like a Husky jumpsuit and he reached in the front pocket, $200 cash. I thought for sure he was going to be like, I only brought 100. It's on my truck. Fuck you. And I would have been like, at that point, if he would have given me 100, I would have been like, all right, I'm not unloading it. So.
And you helped him load it up.
Yeah. And we loaded up. He gave me $200 cash and he said, I hope you have a great night. I said, you too, man.
Not an expert in supply chain management, but I can geographically conceive of a shorter distance way to fix this fridge than shipping it to Africa.
He goes, you said there's problems with it? I was like, yeah, like there's a seal that's broken. The screen doesn't work.
He's like, they'll figure it out in Africa.
He goes, oh, but the motherboard's intact? I was like, I think so. And he goes, well, that'll be the only issue. They'll fix it in Africa.
1960s fridge. But
there wouldn't be a motherboard on that. Oh, I guess a circuit board?
Not on a fridge that old. You're just selling anything to Africa, aren't you?
Dude, it was the wildest, like, 20, not even 20.
I think the guy you're dealing with is in the midst of being scammed. And send me all.
Fill the fridge full of money.
Send all your fridges to Africa is like the third thing they've got him to do in an 8-point scam.
I have a smart toaster.
Yeah, it took up his whole truck.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about that's kind of weird.
Smart toaster?
Yeah.
Internet of Things?
You can have like an app on my toaster if you want. It's unnecessary.
I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
It is nice, though. You can pick the toast, like the darkness.
Sure,
toast
you want. But you used to be able to do it with the little.
Yeah, this one's more digital.
Sure.
Precise.
How many apps on your phone in the future?
Oh, too many.
And then the app of apps.
Yeah. So like I said, it's unnecessary.
Oh, so you can have there's a toaster app you can have, can run?
Yeah.
The app for the oven makes sense though.
That, like, yeah, you can time your roast if you'd like.
Or like you can, I can preheat my oven while I'm driving home.
That'd be helpful for you, Jay, your house.
I was at a brunch yesterday and my buddy's like, oh, I got a brisket going. I want to check it out. His smoker's got an app.
You're like, I will, but as long as there's no microwave. Yeah. 10 feet
and he's showing me, like, we're watching live footage of the brisket.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
cool. Oh, there's a camera inside this thing.
Yeah.
They have a camera. My nephew has one of those too. It's his birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, pal.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, he's got one of those fancy. Absolutely not. No, he's got better things to do.
I would hope. How old is he? 10, 12, 14?
28 today.
Oh, boy. Yep. Yeah, of course, because you're 63.
Mm-hmm.
And he's successful enough at 28 years old to have a camera and a smoker.
He's balling, actually.
Fuck.
He's fucking big balling.
Really?
Yeah.
That is sick.
It is sick. I'm proud of him.
Okay, before we keep
camera and your smoker.
It's when you've arrived.
If you ever, so like, wow, we're talking about home appliances a lot here, but like air fryer has changed the game of wings. Because like you can't bake wings. They're so soggy.
Yeah. Yep.
Air fryer actually crisps them up.
Legit.
But the second best thing would be a smoker.
I would love to have a smoker. I don't have the room.
Smoking wings is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience. Like my buddy put his brisket on. Like he got up at 6:30.
Yeah, no. When I'm hungry, I will eat. Yeah. I'm not going to have any lead time.
Mm-mm.
Hence why I cook most of my
like
food.
I can't be in a microwave. I can't be prepping meat for 3 days.
No. Yeah.
Well, so I'm now attempting. I've done it before, but now I'm going back into it because I realize that we're like extremely wasteful with groceries. Like we get a bunch of stuff thinking we're going to do these things. Oh no, we're going to start doing we don't do these things. So now we're trying like where you get like the pre-planned like meals and then you have to make them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like so the boxes
Hello Fresh
stuff, or whatever. Oh yeah. Something like that. So we got three delivered today.
No brands unless they pay.
I don't even know the brand we're using.
Exactly.
Bleep that out, but I was like, given the stuff that we're like, not using and having to throw out. It's probably actually now I get why you pay the premium for this. So like I'm gonna try it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, you haven't started yet.
Starts tonight.
We should have gotten an ad deal with one of these companies. Seems like every podcast does.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
There's
we'll
a local there. One, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Now that I'm in the space and I can probably be an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you with bathroom burritos.
Hey, gets the job done. My thing,
if the job is to ruin your in-laws' house, yes.
My thing with chicken wings, and I know people will mock me for this.
Oh, of course.
I have totally soured on homemade wings. No more.
Have you ever air fryer?
Nope, never.
Oh, man.
You've never air fried them?
I have, and they splattered grease into the little cooking area, and they started smoking, and I said, I'm done.
I'm going to give you a wing recipe for your air fryer.
I'm going to
put it. It's a dry rub.
Throw it in the sewer.
Won't splash on you.
That's littering.
They're going to be delicious.
I saw a video on YouTube of a guy who lived in the subway tunnels of New York, mm-hmm. and he stole power. And you know what he had in his hole?
Microwave.
Microwave. He yeah. had a microwave.
He would need it, though.
He would need a microwave. He couldn't Makes get sense. A stove down there.
When I was traveling, when I was backpacking in Southeast Asia, I ported around like a
microwave?
A kettle. One of those top fill kettles for just like ramen noodles. I ported that around for months.
That is genius. Mm-hmm. This makes me remember when Tim talked about how on his train they pull out their portable fondue set.
Yeah, they have a fondue,
and made
on,
fondue
the train.
On the train.
He'll be, so he said funny. He's going to Switzerland or whatever to watch a sporting event, and they'll fondue on the train.
Class. No wonder they were left out of World War II.
They are a different society. They are a higher society.
That is classy. I want the portable air fryer.
A cheese fondue, no less.
Yeah. I can just picture it.
I would like
four dudes on a train huddling around the portable fondue.
Four dude fondue?
Yeah. That's last time I was on the train, dude puked up scope down the aisle.
There you go. You weren't in Switzerland at all.
No.
That was a different fondue.
Yeah.
I got punched in the face by a homeless lady on the way to the Justin Bieber concert on the Edmonton LRT.
I was going to Commonwealth.
One of the gals I took with me is now a lawyer. That is quite shocking to me. Time never stops, your M-Chuck.
That's a good point. The point I was making with the wings is I feel like they're never as good at home, probably because I'm a shit cook, but that's fine. I've accepted it. Yeah, then when you go to a restaurant.
Deep fried is still the best.
Would you have a deep fryer in your house?
I would, yeah.
But no microwave.
I'd be worried I'd burn my house down.
I would, yeah, me too.
But I would have one.
Remember the one on Simpsons that Krusty had? Like the home fryer, and it was, no? Okay, well,
I'll fry stuff in the pan sometimes, and it gets splashy.
All right, we are going to, actually, before we step aside for an ad, we're going to talk about why Chris Chalmers is in here today. That is because he is enjoying the beautiful weather in Jasper, and he's out skiing.
Lucky SOB.
He is on a nice ski trip. The weather's warming up. Shed a couple of layers.
It'd be amazing to go
but
skiing.
But you grab the boots, you grab the skis, and you give her for a week.
I'm dying to do one more ski trip this season.
Friends at Tourism Jasper would love to have you. Drinks on the patio, warmer temps, the slopes, though, still in great condition, and the escape card still available with half-price lift tickets. Check them out on Twitter, Instagram, at Tourism Jasper. And go check it out. And if you're not a skier, guess what? It's March 27th.
Anyway. Go for a jean ski.
Yeah, why not?
It is the season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a pool, but you don't have a microwave, it's a decision.
It's a decision.
You could have a microwave. I don't feel bad for you. You could have one if you wanted.
Yeah.
Things are going great.
It's
you've elected not to have one.
It's very like there was a while there I missed it a lot.
I would think
I was just thinking of all these. Oh my god, I've had the mic, but now I'm like I don't even like. I'm just so used to like doing it this way, and the air fryer also eases a lot of the microwave pain.
I'll send you my breakfast thing. You can do this.
Yeah, I gotta get a leveled up air fryer too as well.
I want to get the one that our boy Rick has. He's got two drawers on his.
Yeah, I want two drawers.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can cook two things at once. Then
yeah,
uh-huh. yeah. Mine's so basic.
That's funny. All right,
we found Aisha.
She's now a Gucci person.
What? Real She's person? Endorsing Gucci?
I believe she is.
The real one or the actress?
The actress.
Ah.
Oh, the actress.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ruth Langmore.
Yeah, Ruth Langmore, yes.
All right. Attempt for me saying we'll step aside for an ad.
Gucci.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, now we're back. Yeah, no Chris Chalmers. Like I said, he's out skiing.
Yeah, he's skiing, living his best life. It's spring break, obviously. It was noticeably different. It was like 10 minutes shorter to get here this morning than it is normally when school is in. I couldn't believe it. It was a ghost town.
And the other day, too, just like the sun comes up nice and early now, like popped out, took my dog for a walk. First thing in the morning, it's quiet, it's nice. I miss it. I love spring.
Spring has sprung.
Big shout out to Frank. He had a good positive weekend.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he had to get some tests on a growth on his foot. It's very gross. But the results came back good, so that's all that mattered. I can handle the grossness.
Yep.
And Frank got some love too. Someone else, I know, someone sent you a gift bag. Did you see that?
I did not know.
There's another one on the table out there.
People have been very nice. I got hundreds of messages.
People love Frank. He's very handy. My family was like, hey, what happened to Bag Milk's dog? I was like, oh, he's actually okay now. Everything's good. But people were asking.
Yep.
People love Frank.
Do you think if Frank Saravalli had a scare of any sort that you'd get 100 messages about him?
Me personally, no. No, I wouldn't get a gift bag either.
Every time Bag Milk says something about Frank, I go, Saravalli or the dog? And we laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
It's a good joke because you do the reverse to me. I'll be like, oh man, like Frank needs me to do this, this, and this today. And you'll be like, no, he doesn't. It's a dog.
Yeah. That's the stuff.
Yeah.
Frank's joining the show today. Oh, really? He's a dog.
We should have Frank join the show.
Or Frank Saravalli?
Get a microwave. When he's a little bit, healed up a little bit because he's still got an incision site on his hand, I'm going to bring him in.
If you got a microwave for a gift, would you deny the microwave and return it? Or would you put it on the show? You would?
Oh, fuck.
I would.
Next year, Nation gift exchange. We are making, and then
for a $25 microwave?
We're going to up the limit.
Just to
we're upping the limit.
You can get a $25.
Waz will steal it.
Yeah, Waz would steal it. And it wouldn't even be for him, it'd be for somebody else who wasn't even here.
Did Waz steal a gift exchange present?
Yeah.
It was a proxy for someone else, and he stole my gift for me.
Yeah.
Not even knowing that the other person would want it.
There's something off with our Waz.
Thing, was it
There's
not?
Something 99% right, 1% squirrely with him.
It was so Waz essentially, long story short, stole a wine opener kind of kit, which fits within what Jay would like.
Yeah.
For Spencer, who's in his early 20s, Spencer doesn't want a wine set.
No.
No, it's a shotgun of beer, damn it.
Exactly.
Coffee table book on microwaves?
Did I give him his four? I stole him a 4-pack of beer.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I got to get that to him.
He's just too humble to ask for it.
Mm. Yep. I got to pay the debt, just like you got to eat the whole can of cat food.
Fuck that.
Or a quarter of 4 cans, 4 flavors.
That's fuck that.
That's worse.
Variety.
It's better.
Yeah, because one of them
each
might
one
be
will
a
be
pate.
A different kind of gross.
I'm not eating a pate. That is the one rule I will make in this whole thing.
You don't like pate?
I will make you, I'll prepare you some. I'll put it on a nice platter, with a nice little toast point. It'll be delicious.
Yeah. Nope. Glass of red wine?
Nope. Well, even worse now.
Nice Thanks. Warm
well, you're
tap water.
For you, a jug of red wine?
Of yeah. that?
When you drink red wine, it's the last liquid on earth.
Gets the job done, kind of, depending on what the job is.
Yeah, it stays in you for a good time, not a long time.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Chalmers on his getaway, we'll have some fun getaways coming up with our friends at AMA Travel as well. We had a good year of AMA Travel Nation Vacations.
It's just been good to be able to do it again.
Yeah.
Like we've actually had a proper season. So I'm excited for July when the schedule comes out and start planning next season because we're also.
Come on, schedule makers. Give us a little luck this year.
I know.
Just a little luck.
I know.
We need like something.
Like what a are Saturday in Nashville.
Yeah, we need a Saturday in Nashville and a Saturday in Vegas. That's all we ask. And, well, yeah, I'd also like to maybe do a Seattle.
Seattle, that'd be great.
Seattle would be nice.
Yeah. I know we've been playing the idea with Southern California, but, like, everyone forgets how, like, massive and far apart everything is.
SoCal's huge, yeah. You can't do that.
Mullet Arena would be amazing.
Could you do, like...
What if it was a Thursday at the Mullet Arena? Can we pull that off?
I would love to go there. Like, even the Oilers are showing some pictures for practice today, or the morning skate, I should say. It looks cool because of how small it is.
You know, it'd be a fun way to do the Mullet Arena one is if it was like a Thursday or a Friday.
Back to back to Vegas?
Sure, but I was also thinking, like, what if you branded it as like a nation vacation golf excursion?
Or we could do like a one-day tourney.
We could do Oilers Nation Open on the road.
Yeah, it could be like an Oilers Nation. Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's a smaller trip because it's more of a niche thing.
Yeah.
But, like, if you got, like, 30 people, everyone bring your clubs down.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That's actually a good idea.
Look at me chipping in.
What do you think of Jack Campbell getting the start today? Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean,
gotta get, yeah.
Yeah. Stu's kind of just hit a little bit of a speed bump, but we're not worried about it, as we discussed.
What'd you say about Owen every day about Saturday's game? I was annoyed mostly with Evander Kane.
Yes. Okay, so here was my question. Vander Kane, friend of the show.
Yes.
We like him, does good stuff in the community.
Yep.
Are we worried about this little slump?
Well, to me, I look at it as he missed so much time, it's going to take him a little bit to get back up and running, but like that one was just
bro. Can't happen. I also didn't shoot me if you must on that goal and on the Marchessault goal. Didn't love Nuge's effort.
Yeah, I didn't either.
The Marchessault goal, he was a step behind him and like pointed. He was like, someone take that guy. And then he was like, I'm not going to dig my guy. And then Marchessault boom scores. And then the OT one, he could have taken a step in. So it was, listen, you lost by one to a division rival. You can pull some positives. But at the end of the day, we're at a point in the season where it's results, man. Need results.
Well, now trying to win the division is no longer a thing.
You'd be going like a
now it's heater. You're cheering for LA to win the division.
Yeah, you're cheering for LA to win the division, so you get Vegas in round one.
Yeah.
I also think, like,
round LA, one in Vegas? Shit. In terms of if we have to go, shit.
Damn.
Oh, like, what if we're going for playoff games and we have to go
heavy.
To Vegas?
Could be heavy.
I mean,
what are you going to do there?
Darn, we might have to go to Vegas or Los Angeles in a couple of weeks. That's inconvenient.
I'd stay somewhere different.
In LA?
Where, in LA or in Vegas?
In LA.
Why is that? Because we were in the mix. We were in LA last.
I like that spot.
Yeah, but like the off day, we're like not in the mix.
Yeah, we were nowhere. I mean.
So like we're like, it's the opposite of the mix if the game's not going on.
Yeah, that's true. But we were there for the games.
We still went to the beach.
Yeah, we did.
And remember, I dropped that entire king can of alcohol in front of Mikko Koskinen and Derek.
Twice. Oh, my God.
Twice.
Just kept fumbling. I'm like, oh, my God. They probably recognize you, too. I'm like,
this he had a super can. And we're walking back to the hotel. We went out the back way at the Crypto Arena or whatever it's called now. Yep. Tyler just drops a full Bud Light seltzer and it just explodes and he goes to scramble it. He picks it up and he looks behind and there's Mikko towering over us, judging. He did it.
I'd look him in the eye and be like, you have a biblically bad glove hand.
I think we all owe Mikko an apology.
Well, you know what?
This year went.
He is in Switzerland filled with cash. It all worked out fine.
It did work out for him.
Do you think he ever just looks at the numbers and goes like, fuckers?
I'm sure he is so happy probably not to be an Edmonton Oiler. He could give one shit.
Yeah, actually, yeah. You know what? And he's in Switzerland. It's beautiful.
Tax
he's
dodging.
Having fondue on the fucking train.
Yeah, fondue everywhere.
Fondue everywhere. Yeah. Fondue on the ice.
Speaking of Oilers hockey, I watched the interview with Ekholm this morning because I missed it.
Where was it?
At postgame.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. And it warmed my heart, the amount of gibberish thrown at this guy in this interview.
It was all gibberish.
Because he is a very dignified Viking king. And he's sitting there and people are asking him questions and like no normal questions are coming in at all. It was so funny
but
to
like,
watch.
I bet you there was some real ones, but they chose all the weird ones.
And he's just like,
all about Nuge's
he's a good
beard.
Spirits. Like you can tell he's happy, but he's just like, what the fuck? Are you people talking about?
Well, Nuge's anti-aging cream? He's like,
huh?
Have you seen me?
Yeah. He has a presence about him, that guy.
He's cool.
He is cool.
He's super cool.
He is super cool.
I'm a big fan.
We have the best beard in the league.
Oh.
And the best mustache in the league. And I don't know what that means.
Something.
It's got to mean something.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Spiced Oil for giving everyone the Ekholm beard.
Looked good.
That was great.
Looked great.
Got to mean something. What's Ekholm going to do in the playoffs with that beard? It's just going to get longer?
I'd like to see him adding the beads to it.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Go full Viking.
Yeah.
get some of that Viking face paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a guy like that, who already has a very big beard, does he get a pass in terms of, like, can he trim it during the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah? We give him a pass?
Yeah, because it's no a very else. Established beard.
Yeah.
He looks better with a longer beard. I saw photos of him older. Not quite as good.
Older?
Like, old photos of him, sorry?
Oh.
I saw photos from the future of him? No, I saw old photos of him without a long beard, and he isn't nearly as cool.
I'm going to go Matthias Ekholm.
It's like Skinner without the stasheroo. I'm not into it. Like, I'm happy he's an all-star, but I'm not as happy.
Yep.
Mustache, though? Long mustache?
Love the mustache.
I'm in.
It looks good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get his draft photo up.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm trying to find. Matthias Ekholm rookie.
I just imagine he had a full beard in the draft.
He's unrecognizable.
Yeah. And worse at hockey, I think. I think totally. The beard. Yeah.
Even like when it's just a stubble, he's not the same guy.
It's not the same guy, right?
Yeah, he doesn't look anything like that.
Yeah.
Weird.
I think he rounded into form when he got the beard.
Mm. Oh, we still need to have a look at those abs, though. Avery, where are you at?
I know
you
man, I was grilling him on Monday night. Monday night, he came and joined us, the Germans. And I'm like, Avery, man, you got one job, bro.
And he see Ekholm's abs?
Yeah, we need smart. To know where he ranks on the all abs team.
Yeah, he was.
I have Oilers Plus Plus, which is a shower cam. It's $900 a day.
Yes.
You're not allowed screenshots, but I can confirm. Look at Ekholm. He is ripped as shit. Yeah. That guy's got a six pack.
For sure. Chisel. I just, shower. We just need to see it. We need to see it.
Oilers Plus Plus.
Like he's going to be just jacked.
100%.
Have you heard any highlights from Oilers Plus that you think, man, I got to get it?
We have an Oilers Plus account.
We do?
Yeah.
Company one, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we do?
Could I watch it?
Sure.
How do you log in? Smart Twister?
I'll give that to you. Yeah.
How do you?
It's okay. Like the content is okay.
How do you
My
get
favorite
it?
Thing is you have to go through the website. My favorite thing is when they have players mic'd up. That's the most entertaining thing that I've seen there.
Because Oil Change, I couldn't watch. I was living Oil Change every day, and I didn't want to hear another fucking second about the rebuild.
Yeah, to me,
but I feel like good times are here, and Oilers Plus might be okay to watch.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that.
Is there any Connor content?
Little.
Nothing good, eh?
Yeah, I mean, it's what you thought it would be.
They should show Condors games on Oilers Plus.
They should.
I think they're eventually going to move towards Oilers games being there.
Well, I would hope.
Like kind of what MSG did, right?
Except remember that streaming wars have gone very badly for virtually every streaming company. And they're starting to like retract streaming as being the next big thing.
Yeah.
So it may not be a big migration. When you see Bally collapse.
I want to see.
Wow. Yeah, but they would just be doing Oilers games though.
Yeah, I'm just saying it might be more lucrative to let Rogers blow their brains out on the Sportsnet contract than try to do
To make what Rogers is paying you might be tough.
It's a loss leader for Rogers to allow them to rip us off on our cell phones, right?
Yeah, but you get your own ad rev, right? So you could sell your own ad spots on there, but it's a whole operation, you're right. To make that kind of money is just crazy.
I'm expecting all these games are going to go on YouTube eventually anyway.
That's probably the future. Or Prime. That's the future for growing the game.
Or Prime, right? Because they're just like, we're going to get the NFL rights so that people get shit delivered to their house faster. Like, it's bizarre the metric for them with NFL.
Yeah.
Having said that, though, Oilers Plus, like, there is an opportunity to, I think, build a Marvel Universe-sized galaxy of content if you were doing a good job.
Maybe the brick will do it to sell more microwaves. Brick Plus.
You would love it if the microwave industry exploded, wouldn't you?
They got all around that Burger King location.
Imagine one morning you came out of your house and everyone was dead but you because microwaves have been bad for us. What would you do? You'd be the only man left on Earth.
I know. I'd be disappointed. I wish I had a microwave.
You're like, shit. Everybody I know is dead because microwaves were lethal.
This is no life to live.
And then your in-laws would be like, aha! And you'd be like, we're the only people left in Edmonton. Let's go drive Ferraris.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Is that what you would do if you were the last one here?
Is that from
I Am Legend?
I Am Legend. Is that what he did?
Oh, yeah. Really? Never saw it.
If I was the last person left on Earth?
Speaking of which, anniversary of the slap today.
Slap?
Really?
Has it been a year?
Yeah.
It does not feel like a year. It feels like 6 months.
Remember how we thought that they did that to distract us from something, but we can't remember what they were trying to distract us from? We had like a 10-minute conversation about how the lizard people ordered Will Smith to slap Chris Rock to distract us from.
We were in the weeds.
And we can't remember what it was.
Yep.
It worked. But there was an incident that had occurred like probably the day before the slap. And then pow, bitch. And it was off the front page.
It's been a very newsy last couple of years. I can't remember.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm just counting down to that Nike movie. That's what I want to say.
Will Smith God bless his heart. I loved Will Smith, man. It's a tough one to come back from.
Yeah.
What creeped me out most about that, though, was how Hollywood is such a weird group think that he, like, won an award, and everybody clapped for him, and they went to the party after, and he's dancing, and it, like, wasn't until the next morning when the entire earth was like, no, you did not just slap Chris Rock, that it looked like there was going to be any repercussions.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, slapping a professional comedian who then had a year to stew on it, wowee, Chris Rock is winning.
Yeah, that special ruled also.
It was pretty, well, anti-Will Smith.
Really, why?
I don't know.
Before we wrap this up, gotta let you know, if you've ever seen our cool Oilers Nation stickers and you're like, damn, I want one of those, but where do I get them? Can't just find them on the street.
Nope.
But you can find them inside of an Oodle Noodle location when you go in to pick up your Tokyo Glaze with double beef, as I like to do. Or maybe you're like Liam and you like...
Butter chicken mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. You go in there, you say your order, and then you lean over to the cashier and you kind of beckon him closer. And you say, I want one of those fucking stickers.
J-Town doesn't have a microwave.
Yeah. Tell someone who works at Oodle
Noodle. You can heat it up in an air fryer, folks. It's
President of the company doesn't have a microwave.
I'll tell you, well, fun fact. This is going to sound like I'm name dropping, but I'm going to name drop.
Okay.
Went over for an early dinner on Saturday at the Strudwicks.
Fuck me.
Long story. They haven't met Crawford yet. So we had planned this. And all the kids demanded we get Oodle Noodle for dinner.
You're dominating every demographic.
We had Oodle Noodle and red wine and port.
Ooh, nice.
Strutty's a big port guy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He I love port. About that. Yeah, it's so good.
I'm a big Jason Strudwick fan. I listen every day.
Yeah. So.
And I always text him.
And the kids got their stickers.
Text him. I go, Strutty, can you come on my live show? And he always says, I am way too busy. I'm like, that makes sense. You're a busy man.
Well, he's coaching like crazy. Yeah, he does his D camps.
8 till noon. And then he goes
on a podcast. He's on the radio.
He was on this podcast.
Founding father.
He used to write articles once upon a time.
Yep.
I wish he would again. I love those.
He's busy.
Too busy.
Yeah, he's busy.
Writing's a bitch.
Can be tough, yeah.
Because you can get your ideas out on audio and you never even have to go back once. Right? But writing, you got to go over and over and over again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have to say. Do you guys have anything else?
Let's go, Oilers.
Yeah,
big week of late games.
Puck line?
It's not juicy enough.
It's not juicy. And the Yotes are scrappy.
Honestly,
They're good at home, too.
You know what I'm probably doing? The Yotes
might win your M-Trek. You never know.
Betway is, again, audacious enough to because they opened it up for two games and then took it away. The Ekholm goal, it's now back.
Good come. I can feel that.
Yeah, our friends at Betway, they are giving the Oilers a lot of respect these days.
I went over favorites. On Saturday.
Hurts. Well, do you see the disrespect against the Golden Knights was disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I would like to see the Oilers be home dogs for that game, but
they. Well, see I'm not even necessarily home dogs, but at least like what were we like?
It was like minus 150 or something like that.
It was gross. Gross, guys. It was gross.
Well, we'll see if the Oilers can rattle off a couple of victories, and there is an outside chance that they clinch on Thursday.
What was your three keys to victory today?
My key to victory was win the effort battle, because you are more skilled than this Coyotes team, but they've been outworking everyone. You need to find a way to outwork them tonight.
Clayton Keller, too. He's on fire.
Quiet down Clayton Keller, but my main thing was just like, you are better than this team. You're more skilled than them. If you outwork them, you will win.
How annoying was it getting... Not goalied by Laurent Bossois, but like a little bit goalied by.
He made like that game.
Revenge
game. The Oilers could have gotten up by two or three early in that hockey game.
I had a bet on a Matthias Janmark grudge goal.
Ooh.
And anytime he had the puck near the net, he may as well soil himself.
That's why I don't like him up on that top line, honestly.
Away she goes.
Enjoy the games this week, everybody. And,
bring back the wizard.
Bring back the wizard.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer 4 questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!